every day. Look at that.
This evening, our guest pastor is Pastor Justin Webb from the Evangel Christian Fellowship Church, and he's going to lead us in prayer. Pastor?
Father, we just thank you for the opportunity that we have in this country, Lord God, not let alone this community, to lift up your name, Lord God, and ask for your wisdom, your direction, your guidance. And Father, we do that very thing. You have an agenda, just like we have an agenda tonight. You have an agenda for Taylor County and this region. And Father, we want to see that accomplished. So we ask that you give this county commissioners, Lord God, wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Lord God, give them vision to see further down the road, see the big picture, to see your kingdom come and your will be done. Father, even as it says, on earth as it is in heaven. Father, let it be in Taylor County as it is in heaven. That, Father, we can set a standard, even as they call this place the rising star of North Florida. Father, let it truly be a beacon and a light that will show a difference to the surrounding counties around us. So, Father, I thank you that you're imparting all that this commission needs, Lord God, to do the job that's set before them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On Tuesday, November the 19th at 9 a.m. We'll move on to number three, approval of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda?
None here.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I move.
Second.
Okay. We've got a motion by Commissioner Dent, second by Commissioner Page. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Consent items 4 through 13. Does anybody have any issues with any of the consent items?
None.
If not, is there a motion to approve the consent items 4 through 13?
Motion.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion by Commissioner Moody, second by Commissioner Page. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Public request number 14. Mr. Browning and Mr. Drivers will join the Department of Transportation at DOT to appear to present fall county commission update.
Good evening. I'm Stephen Browning from DOT. I also have Jamie Drivers with me tonight. I just want to make you aware of some upcoming deadlines. You should have received emails about all this, but again, let's just make sure you're aware. The Transportation Alternatives Program, the Sun Trail applications are due December 13th and December 20th. Scrap stock CP applications are due at the end of December. And we also have the Government Transportation Summit November 13th. The tentative work program, which from Jamie handed out, in front of you. One thing I want to kind of mention, I want to highlight kind of one project and then we'll take any questions you have. It's a 361B over Rocky Creek. It's kind of middle grouping. It's a bridge replacement project and we plan to utilize a detour. Close the road, replace a bridge, and have traffic kind of detour around while we replace that bridge. Probably a 9-month duration, but that's scheduled for fiscal year 23, but if there's any concerns with that, please let us know now because that's the way we're kind of preparing the plans and that type of stuff. So. Just wanted to make you aware of that project. It's going to be a change in traffic patterns, just short term. So
we can have enough maps for those citizens to have their input before construction happens.
We held a public meeting.
I got letters.
Yeah. I got letters.
Everybody got letters.
I just want to keep public informed. Since
that's good point. I'm going to mention that. We did hold a public meeting. We did have a small turnout, but yes, we notified everybody and made them aware of it. We'll continue to notify them as we move forward also. And the last part of the handout, the third page while I'm still up here, is the Florida Transportation Plan. Just please, if you have the time, just get involved. It's kind of the goals and objectives of just the Transportation Plan. If you have any input that I can provide. And with that, I'm going to let Jane kind of
mention a few things. Can I just kind of piggyback on opportunity, Mr. Brown, today?
Each year, the Department of Transportation presents our five-year transportation plan for public review and comment. You'll notice on the second page of the production handout. One of the things that we try to do to create enhancement opportunities for folks to provide commentaries with. This year, we actually created a website, d2wbph.com, and we'll accept comments all the way through November 15th. And so it's just one more option on top of the hearings, as well as the ability to mail in comments, or here tonight, we can actually receive comments as well.
Any questions?
Not unless you can tell us more about this turn box. That's where it's going.
Honestly, we don't have a whole lot of information. There is the task force meeting coming up on December 17th, and there will also be a community open house meeting December 19th.
That's Ms. Harris. December 17th.
December 17th.
You're right.
Right.
But honestly, we don't have a whole lot of information. We pretty much know what you guys are doing.
Okay. That's what we're all dying for. More information.
Agreed.
Any questions from anybody else? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've got one. I've got a road in my district, Springwood Road. It's in real bad shape. Real narrow, breaking on the edges, real dangerous. The school bus goes down, meets us, heading towards Springwood, meets a boat coming back from the boat ramp. Somebody got to run off the road. I mean, school bus meets a log truck, they got some log truck or school bus, one's got to get off the road. And it needs some attention. And it was on the list to be worked on, and then it got thrown back because the road up here north of town had more wrecks on it. And I just didn't seem that road up there nice compared to Springwood Road. And I just thought, we talked it over and decided to do that because we didn't want to lose the funding. I mean, is that a thing that goes on a lot? Or how do they?
Not typically. We generally try to fund the number one priority. In some cases, the number one priority, the cost of the job. I mean, we've got to take a $30 million figure and spread it across 18 counties, so we have fiscal constraints. But we typically try to stick with number one, unless there's a profound safety-based need that it can drive the conversation. But
right. We've got an industrial drive here at the airport. It's just a short piece of road, and it's in bad shape. And there's a world, there's three factories on that road and the airport and a vocational school. And it's just a world of traffic. Semi, they're killing that road. That's another one that really needs, we need some attention.
And I guess I'll give you this air of transparency. I actually had an opportunity to meet with Mr. Dudley. And the one thing that I've been working with local agencies, of course, Mr. Brown and I both are from rural communities. And so we take pride in these programs, but unfortunately, the programs haven't grown to support the needs that we have. So the conversation I have with Mr. Dudley was to lobby after the legislature for additional program allocations. It's the best way to solve the needs that we have right now, because we're just fishing to run out of money.
That's one of our legislative priorities. Absolutely. To ask for extra funding.
Yeah, and I think you'll find that I've had that conversation with probably 8 or 9 agencies in this rural community, and I'm trying to encourage you all to partner and come with one voice. And if you can get and catch it, we just can't lobby from our respective positions, but we can encourage the opportunity. So I would definitely leave that as a takeaway.
All right. Well, we've hit them up. But I want to tell y'all, we do appreciate what you do for us. It's, if it wasn't for y'all, we would not have a lot of resources and we're not at all. So we're very appreciative for what we give.
Thank you.
Have a good
night.
Appreciate it. Stay as long as you like. Okay, the board to consider a request to use walking trail at Keaton Beach to Dark Dawn for 5K Walk the Turkey event on Saturday, November the 30th, 2019, as requested by Ursula Miller. Do you have the pictures in your packets?
No.
Is this the same one you were talking about last year?
Yes,
okay. So it's just a different name.
Mm-hmm.
Walking trail, walk the turkey.
Turkey trot.
Turkey trot.
We had a 5K walk run in Steen Hatchie October 19th and 20th, but we got it blown into 2 days because of the tropical storm. Mm-hmm. We raised over $8,000 just that weekend for cancer research, which will go directly to Shands Cancer Research Center. A small portion of it will stay back to help fund local residents that are under cancer treatment with gas gift cards or help paying the power bill, utility bill, things like that. We won't give them cash money because we'll have them lined up out the door if that was the case. We've raised money since April. We're still not done until we still have till the end of December. We don't want to disclose our gross figures until then. But like I said, we raised over $8,000 just on a weekend 5K and a fish fry and a pink pancake dinner and things like that. We're asking permission from the county to utilize our walking trail that everybody says never gets used. We want to start out, put a 10x10 tent right at the new pavilion, new restroom area there by the parking lot, across from the boat ramp, across the street. Start there. The walking trail does start right there by the pavilions, if y'all are not familiar with it. Utilize the walking trail. The only time that we will touch County Road or cross the County Road is right when the walking trail goes across. We can either have someone assigned to have a guard there to stop traffic for about 2 minutes when they go out, and then maybe 2 minutes when they come back. The sheriff is always gracious about helping us, especially on the Steen Hatchie event. That's the only time that we will go on public roads other than the walking trail. We will go, and it's marked where the turnaround point is, and we will turn around on the trail and return back to where we started.
I have a question.
Sure.
Good idea.
So part of the funds goes to research, and then part goes to help local people. So yes. If someone locally were to request help, who would they contact?
Well, I'm president of the 501, Jugs for Jugs, and we have four other, there's four of us totally on the board, and we had a request today from an individual that was involved in another fundraiser. We have given two gas gift cards out. I don't want to say the amount or who they went to because in our opinion that's private, but it was cancer patients. We are going to schedule a meeting of the board and decide how we need to make a protocol. Do they need to apply? Do we have to have a certain type of application? And we have to be careful on how we get an applicant because we can't cross HIPAA laws and ask for detailed information. But in our opinion, it's more that we know that they're in Shands, they're in the Cancer Treatment Center. It's a small community, and everybody tells everybody so-and-so's in. The lady that owns, Diana, that used to own Mama's, she has a cancer support group, and we are also working in close relationship with her. She supplies meals to people that are homebound for under cancer treatment. She also offers a service where they come in and clean the house. If the cancer patient is laid up and such as that, while they're under treatment or even at the end stages. So we're working close with her as well.
Yeah, I was wondering how you get the word out so that people know that this is available to them.
Correct. While funds last, while we have funding available until our next year. But we're there, all we can do is advertise. We've been in the paper all summer long, so.
Yeah. I think this is a wonderful endeavor.
It is.
And thank you.
Cancer is an ugly disease, and it doesn't discriminate.
Right. Yes, that's
there's
exactly
not a soul in here that doesn't know someone that's passed.
That's exactly right.
What does it cost you to enter the race?
It's a $20 donation. Most 5Ks give a t-shirt, and we're going to get you an honorary one.
I can't walk 5Ks.
You can sit there and be the judge. You can ring the bell. It's general 5Ks. When you sign up, they give you a t-shirt, and then you do the race. I do work with the Taylor County Track Club. They supply our time clocks and all of that equipment as well.
How does it start? About 11 o'clock.
Nice wishes. Sign up starts at 8, and the race will start at 9. The speed actually did 7. You'd be there at 7, and it started at 8. That was a work in progress.
Okay.
But yes, I would hope that each and every one of you, if nothing else, you don't walk, just come down and bring a lawn chair.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mr. Bishop.
Do you have the participants sign a release?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely. I sent a...
How am I supposed to read that?
Sure.
Let me look at it for just a second, okay?
It's the clause on down the bottom.
So, how many years have y'all been doing this?
I don't know if you're familiar with Patty and Jim Zerbrick and Linda Wicker that owns Roy's in Steenhatchee. Mm-hmm. They created this group in 2013. Mm-hmm. The year that Hermine come in, 2016, they did it annually, and then Hermine moved them out, and then life got in the way. One of them got cancer, and they weren't able to bring the program back. So they offered it to the Ladies Auxiliary, and in turn, a small group outside of that put it together and brought it back this year.
And typically, how many people do you have to walk? You have a large group?
Well, on the Steenhatchee one, this is our first year back, but on the Steenhatchee, on the pre-register, we had 78 people pre-registered before the race, and then that storm came, but we still, even, we moved the walk to Sunday with the state's permission. They honored our request to walk to Sunday, and we still had 73 people with walk-ins plus, I think there was maybe 7 pre-registers that didn't show up, but our walk-ins, that storm hurt the walk-ins and our vendors.
I just asked that we add Taylor County on that release.
Okay, that's no problem.
She's doing it right now, and so can get that done. We would appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? If not, is there a motion to approve this request?
Motion to approve. Me.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion by Commissioner Moody, second by Commissioner Murphy. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
I do have one thing to add. If you need help, call me. I'll ride around the corner.
I'm bringing a volunteer to be a flag man.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Constitutional Officers, Other Governmental Units, number 16. The board to consider payment of invoice from Attorney Tommy Reed in the amount of $12,093.10 for services in the Timothy Brooks case and the transfer of funds for payment as agenda by the clerk. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve, second.
And a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion?
I want to ask an attorney a question, if I may.
Go ahead.
Mr. Bishop, is this in front of a District Court of Appeals judge, or has he already made a ruling, or where do we stand?
All right. What happens when you do an appeal is the appellant files a brief. Mr. Brooks filed a brief. And we could have filed a motion to throw it out and make him redo it 2 or 3 different times, but all that does is just cause, you know. So what happens is, what we hired Mr. Breeze to do was to file our brief. Now, the appellant has the right to file another brief, but he hasn't done that, so the time has gone past that. So it's a 3-judge panel that will consider the briefs and make a ruling on it. It's a 3-judge panel of the, you know, there's a lot of district court judges, but this is, you know, it kind of goes by lots in this 3. You can also ask for oral arguments, but Mr. Reeve said that when you've got a pro se litigant on the other side, that you really don't want to ask for oral arguments before them, because all it comes in, it turns into, well, let's put it this way, a pro se person doesn't know how to argue it, and the court doesn't want to listen to that as a practical matter. So in answer to your question, they haven't done a ruling, but as soon as we get one, I'll let you know.
Yes, my motion to transfer of the $12,093.10 from reserve.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. County Staff Items number 17. The board to consider approval of request to construct Taylor County Public Library outdoor seating area as agenda by Joanne Morgan. Library Manager. I think this is just a great idea.
Wonderful idea.
I do too.
I like your photograph.
Well, thank you. It's not the greatest, but trying to give you a little idea of what I have in mind.
Was this your idea?
It was.
Well, you did good.
Well, thank you. What my idea is removing the flower bed and filling it in with concrete to create a sitting area for the people that use the Wi-Fi, sitting out in the cars before and after hours. And I added a picture on the very back because my neighbor has told me that he would build me a free little library to incorporate into that. And he would put it on a pole and we could add that to the sitting area outside. And I can take our donated books that we use for Friends of the Library sales, and I can keep it later with free books to read and swap out, or dry goods and free food. We could put, you know, canned goods and dry goods in there for some of the homeless people. So I just think it's great.
You're doing good. Joanne, I have a quick question. When you say you want to take out the flower beds, are you planning to take the whole...
Yes, ma'am.
Just take all of that out, the brickwork and everything?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. The whole thing up to our sidewalk, walking in, it would meet the sidewalk and go up to the building.
So it would just be flat there?
Yes, it would be flat. And we'll put the seating, and I'm also going to incorporate the bike thing up there where you park your bikes and all, and it'll be concrete so people can't take it.
Okay.
And even the greenery, you can always get a plant and put it in a pot.
Yeah.
Give you a little more
some of the biggest, the cement ones and stuff that can be toted off.
That's right.
That's right.
And put some really nice palms or something in there. That's what I would really like to do.
The best thing about this is I think we budgeted for this item.
Yes, we did.
We did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did.
It's $3,900 now. Does that include the table and...
That is just the strictly the work, the concrete. But we have also budgeted for this year's budget for my furniture, the benches, and also I have enough in the budget for the concrete stands for the flowers and stuff. So I have everything budgeted for it.
Any other questions?
Yes, ma'am. How many of these things do you have this to?
I'm not really sure because they're not that expensive, so I'm thinking I may be putting two on each side because the area is quite big. So I haven't really decided what I'll need. I can start with two, and I want to make sure to get one that was wheelchair access. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably start with two and see where we go from there.
Okay,
we'll
make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you.
We got a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Murphy, any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Appreciate you.
County Attorney, item number 18. The County Attorney and Commissioner Page should discuss Reeves versus Taylor County settlement.
Can I go first, Mr. Bishop?
Oh, I'd love for you to do that.
I'll tell the public and the board that I'm very impressed with our attorney. He's a very skilled negotiator.
I told you.
And it was successful, we thought at least. And Conrad, there's one commissioner, I appreciate you. You are a learned man when it comes to negotiating.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Thank you.
Thank you. My turn?
Your turn.
Let me preface this with, we were sued under a civil rights statute in Florida, the Florida Civil Rights Statute. And as a practical matter, I don't like the statute. Because what the statute provides for, if the plaintiff prevails and gets $1, then his or her attorney gets attorney's fees. And generally speaking, it's my experience that they're very, very high and inflated. It's just the way it is. So, in this case, You know, this happened out at the sports complex. Mm-hmm. And one of our employees denied access to a gentleman that was on a scooter. And we're represented also by the insurance company. I will tell you this, that we did settle it, but it has to be approved by y'all. It was settled for less than what the insurance company was even willing to offer. And you know, you can't stop them from offering, and you know, you can't be adverse to your own insurance company. So what it was settled for was $20,000. Your deductible is $5,000. So that was the amount of the settlement. Started off at a whole lot more, and like I said, the insurance company had a ceiling, and we'd settle it for less than that. I will tell you this, that I would have loved to have tried the case, really would have, but you get the insurance company gets very antsy about paying not only their attorney, and we got, I kind of got an idea of what they'd already paid the attorney for the insurance company. But I think we probably, if it had gone to trial, he very well may have gotten a sympathy judgment, but it wouldn't have been for very much money. But then the attorney's fees would be just astronomical.
Okay, so... is it in order then for us to have a motion to approve the settlement of $20,000?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Gibbs. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. I want to thank you, Mr. Bishop, and Commissioner Page for... I know y'all spent a day probably in Tallahassee doing that, so I appreciate that.
I thought, first of all, Mr. Bishop packing up the suitcase, I thought we weren't going to settle, but right at the end, little breakthrough. And we got home before dark.
You told them we were packing up the grip.
We were packing up the grip. Not no offer anymore, we're packing up the grip now.
County Administrator Items, number 19, the County Administrator to discuss
informational
items.
I just wanted to remind the board that November 11th at 12:30 is our Veterans Day Luncheon at Forest Capitol Park, and on November 14th at 10 o'clock is our workshop. So those are both next week.
The workshop's 14th?
Yes.
I think I have that on my calendar.
And Veterans Day, 12:30, is the luncheon.
Hmm. Okay. Where you say it's going to be?
At Forest Capitol Park. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Item 20, comments and concerns from the public for non-agenda items. Anyone like to speak on something that was not on the agenda tonight? You can come forward, state your name and address, and you can speak for 3 minutes.
All right, thank you. It won't be that long. My name is Jim Pittman. I'm from Lake City. And I'm here tonight to represent North Florida Professional Services and just to say how much we appreciate the opportunity to be able to work with you guys. We put in for both the CEI contract and the design services contract, and we're fortunate enough to be able to be selected for both. And so I had a long relationship with Mr. Dudley. I used to work with DOT, and through that I got to know Kenneth well. And I look forward to meeting each of you, and again, just thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm Kirk Jones. I just wanted to follow up on the Steamhatchie stormwater drainage and environmental restoration proposal that was brought forth here a month or so ago. I know Kenneth Dudley, I missed out, so apologize if I came in late. Might have had something to do with that in terms of hiring engineers, or how is that going? as far as that's concerned. Can you give us an update?
So, Mr. Dudley has met with your brother.
Right, and turned over all this information.
Yes, they've been sharing information. And I did send a letter to the Corps of Engineers on Friday.
To who?
To the Army Corps of Engineers, asking for their assistance. And I received a response this morning, and we will be planning a site visit with them.
Okay.
I don't have a date yet.
I'm going to be on the agenda for the next meeting. I'm going to get an estimate on the proposed project, just so you have an idea of what it probably would cost, and some insight from some road builders and whatnot in terms of what would be in the best interest of the drainage being done the right way. Engineer, I know everything will be done correctly, so we'll look forward to talking to you at the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll make a progress.
Anyone else?
Thank you. I'm Tony Manos with RSNH. It's my first time in front of you folks, and I just wanted to thank you for putting your faith in me and our company to represent with the shortlist and the construction engineering inspection. It's very rare that you get somebody to not have a relationship, and you guys put a proposal in and you guys looked at it and had enough faith in our company. And I just wanted to let you know that we won't let you guys down in the scrap projects. You're just talking about lab projects. Like I was telling Hamilton that, these projects, no matter how big or how small, are important. The lab project, you guys may not have been aware of, the bridge collapse on Miami FIU, that was a lab project.
Yeah, but you're pro-
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no. Unfortunately, there's, they just, so-and-so went to school there in Edmonton. So, I just wanted to let you guys know that I appreciate your faith and trust in us. And we've done a lot of lab projects. We're doing, right now, kind of a 250 bridge over the Swanee River. So, if any of you want to see that project, just give me a call. Get my number, and I'd be more than happy to take you guys up there and show you what we do and how we protect you guys. That's our job. Mm-hmm. To make sure you all don't have the headaches. Mm-hmm. Proactive and solve the problems for you and keep it under budget. Keep all the folks traveling the road. And, he's talking about the detour. Nothing better than getting the job done in 7 to 9 months, get it done in 6 months. And everybody looks good and under budget. So.
Well, you said everything we want to hear.
I'm going to get it done. Give
any
shots.
Questions from the board?
No questions. Oh, it's working with me.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Appreciate it. Thank you again. I can't thank you guys enough for believing in us.
Thank you. Come back and see us again.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else?
Yes. I just want to let you all know that Steen actually put their flag, the veterans' flags out today. It's over 250 flags that line the roadways down there. If you get an opportunity, drive through there.
Do you have names on them or anything?
Yes, the crosses. Crosses, and they have the veterans' name. If there's a black ribbon around the cross, then they are deceased. Active, I don't think there's any difference between the active and the non-active at this point, but the deceased have a black ribbon around it. And it's breathtaking when you drive through there.
Let me ask you something. About what is the cost to do something? Because it's kind of city down here in Perry.
That is put on by the American Legion, the Legionnaires themselves, and the Sons help. And those are all individually sponsored. My husband and I bought one for his grandfather, and I bought one for my nephew, and they charge it from there. But they're at the point now where they're almost maxed out for any more room.
What's the cost?
I don't know the cost, but I can find that out for you.
Yeah.
What I paid for it?
Yeah.
It's either 55 or 65 per cross, which is, I don't know how they do it for that, because it's a wood cross that's handmade. It sits in, and they have their little system where they dig, have an auger thing that digs holes and it sits down the ground. Tropical storm can't blow the flag away. That's how secure they have them.
Now, what do you do if you have someone that cannot afford that? Do you have a way to
pay for that?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, it's everything that's usually a family member, but I support them. If that's the situation, or if it's a vet that's not financially stable.
I think, yes.
Because I can give you information. But all of that, a lot of that was donated. The printing company in Steen Hatchie printed all the veterans' names on it at no cost to the Legion. And they put them out, I believe, twice a year, 4th of July and Veterans Day.
Yeah, well, I've seen that in other towns, and I think that is so impressive.
I think the Chiefman has them all the way up here on my way.
So does Cross City.
That's I'll get with you.
Yeah,
we need to figure out how we can do that here, and I could probably get some. I'll get with you.
Okay.
Thank you. Get a chance to go down there. Anybody else? If not, then we'll go on to 21, board informational items. Commissioner
Moody? I had a lot of people approach me last week to say about the turnpike, and it's pretty interesting. Business people kind of tend to want the turnpike, mm-hmm. and people that don't have to do a business, you know,
right. They
don't want it. But I talked to one fellow, he's already making plans, he's in the record business, he's already making plans to double or triple his business machinery and stuff once it gets started, you know, because he knows that there's going to be a big demand for semis and things like that, so he's going to get a bigger record and he'll have to hire more people. And, He's excited about it. So.
Right. And that's been my experience too, even at the meetings that I go to. Most of the business people are for it, and most of the people that are against it are a lot of environmental people and people that don't want changes. They like it, you know, the way it is. We'll see.
But it's pretty interesting listening to all the people, you know, talk about it and see both sides of a lot of it.
Right.
Pretty interesting, and most people, you know, could care less. You know, one lady told me it'll cut an hour off her going to South Florida. You know, she was glad to see that. You know, so whatever.
You know, as I've said before, I think the road's a done deal. It's passed through the legislature. It has the governor's support, and. If it's going to come through Taylor County, then we're going to make the best.
We just need to make the best of it.
If we can.
And if we can. That's all I got.
Anything else? That's
all I got. All right.
Mr. Page?
I had a businessman in town called me down, and he said, people have asked me whether I'm for it or against it. He said, it's going to personally probably cost my company a little revenue. But, you know, if it's outside town, if I don't go out there and open up an establishment at one of these interchanges, that's my fault. I will do what's best for our community and our citizens, even if it costs me my company a little money. So he was very, very neutral about it. Didn't try to sway me one way or the other, which I was appreciative. I was approached, I don't know, over the weekend, by a citizen at Keith Beach who inquired about the property behind the Keith Beach store. That's our code enforcement person is supposed to be working on, and I could not give him an answer. Well, but I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you know anything I can tell them?
I don't, but I'll find out.
I wrote down and took a look at it. And I said, it's bad.
And they cleaned it up from what it was.
Yeah. It's bad, bad. I think there's more than one code violation there.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I think code enforcement has been now dealing with that for how long, a little longer?
Quite some time. And
what takes so long?
Most of it is, I think, the process you go through for the noticing. And it's something that, I mean, you, from what I recall, you give people an opportunity. And sometimes people say that they want to clean up their property, say if that's the type of violation. Well, then there's due process that you go through. And then when it comes time to go before a hearing officer, then that's scheduled and we wait for a response. So I'm not sure with this particular case. I will find out.
Let me know so I can report.
I will.
To this, not my constituent, Sean's
And I'm sure you've probably heard from the same citizen.
Yeah. And multiple citizens.
That's all I have. Except I want to thank the public for showing up tonight. And thank the board. Especially want to thank our chair. Every once in a while I get mad at her, but I always forgive her. I always forgive her. You do a good job.
Thank you so much.
That's all I have.
I think that was an attagirl, right?
Attagirl.
Commissioner Dinks.
Yes, ma'am. I was approached by a resident out on 98. They were talking about transfer station. So you got one at Harrison Blue, one at 14, and one at Coffin Cemetery. They thought maybe they needed one too. If they're doing or not, I don't know, but it's just outside of the city limits. It's out there where Edwards Bay, out there in that neighborhood.
Oh, so they want a roll-off?
Well, they want one, but you got it at Harris Blue. One of them did. And I told them I'll bring it to them. I don't know how you agree. Paper?
It's brought to the board before.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, I think you probably found some information about it about 4 or 5 years ago, but they did a study.
Okay.
And the amount of garbage we didn't want, put them on there.
Now you live on the, you satisfied going to Carlton Cemetery?
Yeah. Yes,
and do?
Yeah. I go to Carlton. Luke does, I don't go, but he does.
And that's about halfway between there and Blue and Carlton, isn't it? About on 98 there in that area. If we can afford it. If we can justify it, about a ton as you get there. I don't have any objection to it.
Yeah.
But we're already a real lean in solid waste. So it might
need to put a compactor if you do that here, do the biggest boondoggle I ever heard tell of no compactor.
Yes.
What is that? Compactor at here.
There's a compactor if you're going to put a roll off side.
There's a boondoggle up there.
Without, you can't. They have 3 or 4 tons of beer do sometimes. Not much more than the chamber, but you don't pack it, they don't get a load, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying
okay, that's all
again, but you do want to do
it. They want it roll off like that.
Okay, Commissioner Murphy?
I have nothing to bring to the table at this current time, but I would like to thank everybody for coming here tonight. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for coming here tonight.
Could be.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't.
But that man that you know about the road falling in at Miami, mm-hmm. Were you down there?
No. No. You're a professional engineer. Yeah, I'm definitely getting my attention. Because there's some people that are going to be facing some jail time on
that. And that was on Southwest 8th Street, I think it was?
With the FIM? Hammer Trail.
Right, Southwest 8th.
So the pedestrian bridge that was going over
FIU.
FIU, correct. And FIU was essentially
built
on like Taylor County as far as the lap. The DOT just gave them the money and then they administered, hired the designer, the contractor, as a design build process.
Well, that whole section of Tamiami Trail, all that's built on a swamp.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not just the bridge, it's going to probably be more.
Right.
Just hearing about that reminded me of the Code of Hammurabi. You ever heard about that? But you did. You know, a long time ago, if the builder or the architect designed a building or something that fell in or was faulty, guess what they did to that person? They killed them.
That's right.
They did.
Well, one out of Louisiana is going to catch something.
They're going to catch something, I guess, maybe. But anyway, I don't have anything. Yeah, I appreciate y'all, the board, for sure.
Anything? Okay. I've got one question. Have we started mowing my district yet?
I will check. I thought we had. I thought we started several weeks ago.
You did.
Yeah. So we're continuing on with that, right?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I want to thank everybody for being here also. I don't have anything else either, so is there a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
I saw that the Brooks thing was going to be on the agenda. That reminded me to go back and look at the docket. Is there any way I could get a copy of the county's response to that?
A copy of our brief?
Yes.
Sure. Just call the office. And,